That's the sound of 36 South Dakota students singing as a unified choir. You can hear their voices blend together, and you can occasionally hear an individual voice stand out from the rest. You can also hear the imperfections in their middle school voices, but what you can't hear from just listening is the poor quality of some of the singers' microphones. You can't hear the hours that each student spent practicing, and you certainly can't hear the hours of technical work that were put into this choir. That's because this is a virtual choir. Each student sings their part on their own computer, in the privacy of their own home or school. The voices and videos are then combined and balanced to form one cohesive choir.
What could we do to generate some interest and do something that's not already offered? There are a couple honor choirs that are offered for junior high students, so we didn't want to go that route. We wanted something new and different. And so then one of my colleagues, Barb Myers, said, "What about a virtual choir?" And we all kind of went, "Huh, right." And then I went, "No. We could do that."
Deb Rohr is a music teacher at Sioux Falls Whittier Middle School, as well as the middle school vocal chairperson for the South Dakota Music Educators Association.
SDMEA is an organization for music educators that provides opportunities to music educators to become more trained in our profession, as well as providing opportunities to students to participate in different music activities throughout the state.
A handful of these music educators sparked the idea for the virtual choir, but that was only the beginning of a long project. First, they had to choose a composer.
So then we talked about who would we contact as a composer, and we decided Jim Popolis would be fantastic, and he's from New York City. And the reason he would be fantastic is he writes awesome music for middle school students, and it's got kind of a pop flavor to it, so they always are interested in singing it.
They sort of explained it to me, and so I had fun conducting no one in my studio, but sort of anticipating and listening to children sing.
Jim Popolis is a composer and conductor in New York City. For the virtual choir, he gave the kids vocal tracks so they could listen to their part. He also recorded a video of himself directing, which is included in the final product.
I mean, it's just a wonderful way to sort of bring so many people together via music. And I think that the internet is a cool way to do that. So I'm sort of really, really thrilled to be involved.
A major part of making the virtual choir a reality is working with the technical side. That's where two students at the Sioux Falls Career and Technical Education Academy come in. Adam Russell and Lane Peterson are recent high school graduates. Peterson is the brains behind compiling the videos and creating a virtual world for the choir. Russell's job was to match and adjust the audio. He wears a backwards hat covering his shaggy red blonde hair and plans to soon move to Minneapolis and jump into the world of recording. Taking on this task of matching nearly 40 audio tracks took him a total of about 30 hours. He did not do this for school credit or payment, a testament to his passion for working with sound.
When I think about it and think about what I'm hearing, think about the different frequencies, like whether it's in my car with my subs and the bass, or if it's like the wind, just thinking, hearing, it's, I don't know, there's something about sound that inspires me. And so making something that sounds awesome is, there's just nothing like it, really.
Most of the singers use laptops to record their voices, which resulted in varied audio quality. One of the challenges Russell faced was making it all sound good without compromising the natural sounds of the singers' voices.
To make it sound better, I added the reverb to make it sound like it was in a concert hall instead of being just a dry voice. I mixed it all together and made it sound like an actual choir, but at the same time, I didn't overdo it where I auto-tuned everything and made everything sound perfect, because it's middle schoolers singing, it's not going to be perfect.
The majority of the 36-member virtual choir is Sioux Falls students. Selby area students also jumped at this opportunity, with 8 students auditioning. Kyle Hughes is a Selby 7th grader who made it into the choir. His hobbies are playing games, watching James Bond, and of course music. Hughes was encouraged by his music teacher to audition, and he says that his favorite part is some of the attention that the choir has received.
My favorite part was just to sing to Mr. Bakken's computer and then be on TV.
Organizers say they are already making plans for another virtual choir next year. Composer Jim Popolis says he is impressed with the final virtual choir product and says music can play a powerful role in the life of a child and the people who listen to it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jaden Miller in Sioux Falls.